how are you? Mornings with Pat and Amy for Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. Coming up, the mayor of Las Vegas is an idiot, and this is why voting matters. HBO Max came to play, kids. It looks pretty impressive. A local woman wrote a kid's book about the COVIDs. A complaint of Karens are upset when one of them gets arrested after being asked to be arrested. But first, we'll get you caught up on some of the things that we saw in the news over the last 24 hours or so. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Quick question.
Sure.
So a complaint of Karens, is that like a flock of birds?
Yes.
A complaint of Karens?
The widely accepted internet naming of a gathering of Karens is a complaint of Karens.
Got it. Okay, just checking.
Yes, so we will get more into the complaint of Karens as we go. You will enjoy the audio, I think.
Perfect. Unemployment claims are not processing quickly enough, and Governor Cuomo says they are moving heaven and earth to get it fixed. The state has never seen this many people apply before.
Yeah.
Probably because we haven't had something like this happen before in modern times.
It's scary, though, because I know some people who they have applied and they're not, it's just not going through for some reason. Mm-hmm. And they're also not getting their stimulus checks that they were supposed to get for very. Did you hear that if you filed your taxes through like some of these like TurboTax and stuff like that? Now, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I heard they use like dummy savings accounts to direct deposit in.
Okay.
And apparently, if you use one of those services for your taxes this or last year, when they sent out these checks, they tried to deposit them in these dummy savings accounts that no longer exist. So all these people are not getting their checks because they use third-party apps. So, it's really confusing. And at least this is what I'm told. I could be wrong. A friend was telling me this, and I could be wrong about that. But I this is what I'm told why so many people still don't have their checks. I got mine. You got yours, right?
Yes, yes.
So, which I, of course, you know, wasted. I mean, like you should.
You've already spent it.
I did, but it was all on debt. I got rid of debt because that's a responsible thing to do, right? Is get rid of debt. So that's what I did. It was nothing sexy, unfortunately. But I hope they get that fixed. There's a lot of people. They need this money. There's a lot of people without jobs right now.
Agreed. More problems for the Rochester City School District as their superintendent, Terry Dade, has begun conversations about leaving after only 10 months. He learned of the millions of dollars budget issues 3 months into the job. No wonder he's ready to peace out.
3 months in, that's, right?
Yeah, that's a mess.
3 months in, you're like, cool, I'm a superintendent of a school district, and I'm going to fix this, and I feel good. 3 months in, hey, we're $30 million in the hole, and we don't know how that happened, but good luck.
That's like, hey, you're on the Titanic. Here's the paddle. Good luck to you.
Pretty much. So I can't imagine why 10 months in he wants to get out of here. Poor Terry. Poor those kids. Poor those families. Awful.
Well, now, sad news. In Syracuse, the Taste of Syracuse has been canceled, which, not surprising.
Yeah.
And in Rochester, Spencerport Canal Days has also been canceled.
They do some kind of crazy duck thing where they throw a bunch of ducks in the canal, and they all go through.
Real
like,
ducks?
No, like plastic rubber ones. And then the last duck, whoever has the last duck, if they call your number, you win something or something like that.
Oh.
Small town stuff, fun. Man. Love it. I love it. I love Spencerport. Spencerport's a cool little town, man. I actually really like that place. So anyway.
A positive effect of the pandemic is satellite images show dramatic decline in greenhouse gas emissions around the world. Los Angeles had the cleanest air of any major city on Earth. By the way, happy Earth Day yesterday. We forgot.
Oh, yeah. Happy Earth Day. We did. Happy Earth Day.
I was actually just...
Go ahead.
Thinking about that, though. Sorry. I was going to say, I was just thinking that, you know, this whole pandemic is bad for people, but for the earth, like, yeah, this is probably the best
Earth Day. That was the cleanest Earth Day in
exactly.
How many, like, seriously.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And it really has been good. Like, I mean, it hasn't been, but you know what I mean? It is because... Mm-hmm. If it shows anything, it's that we all are dirty, dirty people who pollute a lot. And, you know, maybe we should switch to some green energies here, kids, is all I'm thinking. It would be good for us anyway.
That would be, you know, go along with the science. But why would we pay attention to that?
Science is a liberal conspiracy.
Two pet cats in the state have tested positive for the coronavirus. They are the first confirmed cases of pets getting it in the U.S. The cats are expected to recover and are thought to have contracted the virus from people in their households or neighborhoods.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin.
Who wants to get the COVIDs with Carol Baskin? Killed her husband. I don't remember. Whacked him. You know the whole thing. I don't even remember.
Yes, I do.
I love it.
So sad.
It is. Poor kid.
Yes, the NFL draft for all you sports fans begins tonight and will be done from the GM's homes. As of now, the Bills' first pick won't be until Friday, which is pick 54 of the second round.
Yeah, they could trade. I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to trade or anything like that. And it should be pretty uneventful first day for the Bills. What's going to be interesting is they're trying to figure out, well, what if a team has technical difficulties while they're trying to draft? Like, and they cheat doing that. So like, apparently there's timeouts you can take in this, which is just the worst.
How do you cheat?
Well, because they could say that right when they were going to do their draft pick, oh, the camera went out and we lost connection and we need more time now. And they could be like working a trade behind the scenes and like they could cheat.
Oh, that's sketchy.
Right. So they're watching. Apparently there's a system. I don't know. It's the NFL. Who's to say? But
yeah, the NFL, super reliable.
Not really.
Super, moral.
Right. Not so much. But no. we'll see how it goes and go Bills. So. Yeah, hopefully they get a stud the next day, or who knows? Maybe they get back in the first round. Who's to say?
A stud
player. Yeah, like an awesome. That's a sports ball term.
A stud muffin.
They probably will get a stud muffin. As a matter of
I'm
fact,
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of stud muffins for this NFL draft. But that's where my mind's at.
Lots of butts and tight things.
Lots of tight ends.
Yep, you know it. So the mayor of Las Vegas is an idiot, and this is why voting matters. And I'm going to play you why. This is from CNN. She was on with Anderson Cooper, and they got into a back and forth about how to handle the pandemic and if Vegas should reopen and that sort of thing. And here's what she had to say.
We offered to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine.
You're offering the citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing works or doesn't work.
No, wrong. Absolutely wrong. Don't put words in my mouth.
You just said we'll be a control group.
Excuse me. What I said was I offered to be a control group, and I was told by our statistician you can't do that because people from all parts of Southern Nevada come in to work in the city. And I said, oh, that's too bad, because I know when you have a disease, you have a placebo that gets the water and the sugar, and then you get those that actually get the shot. We would love to be that placebo side, so you have something to measure against. So all the data until
you want to get the placebo, you don't want to get the actual.
Are you going to let me finish or not?
Well, no, the group who gets the placebo, by the way, usually gets the short end of the stick.
Well, you don't know. How do you know when you're in part of that group? You are
mayor. if casinos reopen, are you going to be inside those casinos every single night, putting your own life on the line?
I have lived in this town for 56 years.
Are you going to go to the casinos every night and put your life on the line, the workers?
They don't need it. We weren't broken. We tragically have 150 people we lost. Tragic. We have 2.3 million people here.
I haven't heard you say yes, that you would be sitting on those casino floors every night along with the people that you say you are holding their hands with.
What is the purpose of that? First of all, I have a family.
Because it would be putting your money, where your mouth is.
That was Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman with Anderson Cooper on CNN. And I wish you could all see Amy's face as she was listening to that whole exchange. So I'm not even going to comment. Amy, I'm just going to sit back here. And you go right ahead. You just give some commentary.
Number one, how old is that bag? Because she sounds like she's ancient.
Now, old people matter, too.
They absolutely do. But like from the quavering of her voice, it just...
She's older. Yeah, she's older.
It seemed a very out-of-touch response.
Yeah, I mean, saying that you're offering up your city to to not have, just go out there and see what happens. You're basically saying you're okay with people dying. And she says,
that's so nice of you. Did you poll every single person that's in your area? Did you ask them? Did you ask them all if they were willing to be the control? Probably not.
No.
Just because, oh my Lord, if this woman gets reelected, I sincerely hope not, because what are you doing?
But this is what happens. And by the way, I just love, will you put yourself in the casinos? Which, look, she's a public person and the mayor of the city. Would she go out to the casino? Probably not. But it's the point of the fact that she won't say yes, and she sits there and has the audacity. I have a family I cook for. You don't think the millions of people in your city have families to cook for? You ungrateful B-word? What kind of person do you think you are to stand there and basically offer up your citizens as a control to see how many people die if you just let them go? It's that... I just can't get over privileged people and how they treat us like we are nothing. They don't care about whether we live or die. They honestly believe that we are there for their benefit, and it's not the other way around, in my opinion. And this is more proof of it.
She wants her town to be the sacrificial lamb. Hey, has anybody tried throwing a virgin into a volcano or something? Because, like, maybe no?
No, no, not that I know of.
Not yet.
You know, but
maybe that'll nip this thing in the bud.
Maybe we can grab Tim Tebow. Oh, wait, he's married now, so that won't work. That won't work. So,
oh, that's right, he is married.
Carolyn Goodman is 81 years old, by the way. She's the second female mayor of Las Vegas. And she has been mayor since 2011. I think it's time for a change. Because she just basically said she's okay with everybody in Las Vegas. Not everybody would die. Most people would live. But she doesn't care if people in Las Vegas have no protection, go out there and get sick, and lots of people die to no fault of their own because she thinks that the economy should. Now, look, I understand how devastating this is to the economy. It's not that I don't get that. It's not that I'm not frustrated with the lack of jobs. I am scared to death of what happens when the money runs out and stimulus checks stop coming and most of us don't have jobs. And when these don't kid yourself. These companies who furloughed you are not going to bring it back, kids. It's not going to happen. Most of these companies, these major companies, they're not, if they do bring it back, it'll be at a pay drop probably. I guarantee it. And it's going to be bad. And I'm scared of what happens when all this is over, but I'm also scared for you see it all the time. These people who we saw it in the news the other day, the Syracuse guy. Or a guy from, you know, this area of the world anyway, he's in the hospital in critical condition, and he's 39 years old. He busts his butt. He's a normal, healthy guy. He's just an average person. And he's in the ICU, barely hanging on to life, clinging to life, man. And this stuff can happen. I think everyone always thinks that health is a personal choice. And look, if you're a smoker, if you're overweight, look, I'm overweight. Those are things that are at least somewhat in our control, but everyone's got a vice and everyone has a problem. That doesn't mean your life doesn't matter. And that doesn't mean that you don't have a right to be protected when you have a pandemic like this, in my opinion. See, to me, that's freedom. Some people don't think that's freedom. I think that's freedom. I think being able to survive a pandemic is freedom.
And the people that we put into positions of power are supposed to be the ones that speak for us, are supposed to be the ones that go to bat for us. And that's not... What even more shocking, she's in a very high risk age bracket.
Yes, she is. Like, she's 81.
Wow.
I know. And that's...
But it's fine. She's got a family to cook for. No, she doesn't. She's not cooking. If you're cooking dinner every night for a family and you're 81, like, you need to retire. Take out.
Well, and I mean, and if you are, oh, fine, but like... But it's okay for you, but it's that attitude. It's okay for you, but not okay for everyone else. It's, oh, well, I matter more because I'm a mayor. I matter more because I have money. I matter more because I'm a CEO. No, you don't matter more. You don't. You got lucky. You probably came from privilege. You probably came from the system. You were born into this. Some people don't. Some people rise on their own. Good for them. And I have lots of respect for that. But you didn't earn the right to look down on people is all. And it's this stuff that just I'm going to point it out as often as I can, that these are the types of trash bags that you need to vote out. And thankfully, I think our local leaders have been pretty good for the most part in upstate New York. And I haven't had any major complaints about any of them. But if you're in Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, good God, get out.
Stop wearing your mask.
Yeah, please. Go out, Carolyn. Good idea. You go out. Lick a pole. Go ahead. Let's let's do some TV and movie news, just because, I don't know, I like TV and movies, and it's kind of what we're all doing.
We're all watching. Yeah. We're all watching a lot of TV and movies.
An heir to the Walt Disney fortune criticized the company for paying out $1.5 billion in executive bonuses, but cutting the pay of more than 100,000 workers. Abigail Disney argues that those bonuses would have kept Steph paid for months, and she's right, because it's $1.5 billion.
And she's right, because she's got the last name of Disney. Yeah. You got to listen to that lady.
You would think, wow, could they, I can't, just like the last story about the privilege. Stuff drives me crazy, man. Cuts to the core of me, Baxter. A new female-centric Star Wars series is reportedly in development at Disney Plus from Russian Doll co-creator and showrunner Leslie Headland. Now, I haven't seen Russian Doll. You've seen Russian Doll?
Oh, my gosh. So good.
Yeah?
I whipped through that so fast. I cannot wait for there to be another season.
So, and now she's going to head up a Star Wars. Have you seen The Mandalorian on Disney Plus?
No, I have not.
You should. It's actually very... Okay. You don't have to like Star Wars to like
it. It's not that I don't like Star Wars. I just haven't seen any of them.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say you haven't seen like any of them?
I've seen some. I probably have seen some key scenes from.
You've
some
never
of
sat
them.
Down and watched a Star Wars like the original. I understand if you haven't seen the new ones, but like the original three.
I've seen some. I feel like I saw something with Ewoks in it.
Holy crap! How could you not see Star Wars? How could you not see it?
I don't know. Listen, I'm a Trekkie, which is.
Oh,
that makes me a big loser. But
no, but are you actually a Trekkie? Like, what version of Trek are you into? You're the original, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine,
Next Generation, and not Deep Space Nine, right? No, what was the other one?
I forget. I'm not a huge Trekkie.
Voyager.
My wife Voyager loves Voyager.
Star okay. Trek. Listen, on Friday nights at my house growing up, it was pizza night, and we would sit on the floor in the living room and we'd be watching Star Trek Next Generation.
I love
Captain Picard.
Yeah.
Like,
you thirst for Captain Picard?
What?
You thirst for him?
Oh, yeah. I fully put him on my hall pass.
Even now?
Maybe not now.
No, because he still looks pretty good.
He absolutely does. But Picard of my childhood, if that's what he was like now, absolutely.
I hear the Picard show they have on CBS All Access is very good. So, and it features him. So, Patrick Stewart. So, it's just something to think about.
Love Patrick Stewart.
Oh my God, he's amazing, right?
My crushes from my childhood days are really interesting. That's a topic for another time, though.
Oh, I'm waiting. No, yeah, we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
HBO Max is going to come out on May 27th. It's HBO streaming service because everybody has to. I mean, it's funny because they already have HBO Go and HBO Now that you can pay for just HBO. But now they're going to have a service with all of these shows. Like, for example, Friends left Netflix because it's going to HBO Max. That's one of the shows that's going to launch. Big Bang Theory is going to be on HBO Max. South Park is going to be on there. But they came out with a bunch of the highlights. So you're going to have Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, Westworld, Wonder Woman, The Dark Knight, Joker. But you're also going to have, and this is where they came to play, in my opinion, because it's all about, okay, well, what are you going to put the kids in front of, right? Because am I going to spend the money, and I don't know how much it's going to be a month, but are you going to spend the money on this and add another streaming service? Because I feel like I have 20 of them. Every single Looney Tunes cartoons. All the classic and the newer ones, all of them.
I like that idea on one hand, and on the other, I feel like there's some questionable stuff in those old cartoons.
There's some, but I, you know, it's
like,
funny.
You're fine. We grew up on it. It's fine. We're all fine. But like, I don't know if I'm gonna be like, yeah, kids. Although I'm pretty sure one of my kids asked me the other day, who said, who's Bugs Bunny? And I went, I'm sorry. What?
Rory likes to get a full carrot out of the fridge and act like he's Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay.
So we let him, because we have Boomerang and it has all that stuff on it. But so we let him watch that and it's fine. I mean, he loves that and he loves Tom and Jerry. He loves watching Tom and Jerry beat the absolute hell out of each other. And it's like, you know what? Whatever. Sesame Street's going to be on HBO Max. It's already on HBO.
Perfect.
But and then
you
I don't
might
know.
Stick with Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street's wonderful. And then I don't know how many people know these, but I imagine all of Studio Ghibli films. Do you know what those are?
If you named some of them, maybe is it just like
it's
Paramount,
it's a Japanese film studio who does a lot of kids movies, but really like Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo. These are really great kids movies, by the way. They're really they're really gorgeous movies to begin with. Like, okay. They're beautiful. They're
animated.
Animated, and some of the greatest animation I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
And they're very famous. And if you get it, like Kiki's Delivery Service is another one. Princess Mononoke is another one. They're really quirky and really cool, and I highly recommend them. And they're all going to be on HBO Max. So they came to play when it comes to families. And I'm very interested. A Hunger Games prequel movie is in the works.
Okay.
It's based on author Susan Collins' upcoming novel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And Ricky Bobby.
Obviously, the and the prequel to The Hunger Games.
Yes. Were you in the Hunger Games movies?
I read the books first. I really enjoyed the books until I got kind of to the end of the series and went, oh, that felt kind of rushed and kind of abrupt. And it didn't really. So how it ended, I kind of sat back and was like, I didn't love that. But I did like the movies. And I mean, it was a great story. I'm just not sure if the author knew where she was going at the very end.
So they kind of Game of Thrones to you? Because that's what the final season of Game of Thrones was atrocious.
That was a hot mess.
It was awful. Like, that was the greatest show I'd ever seen. And then they had the final season. It was just the worst thing I've ever seen. So
I got to say, authors and writers of shows and stuff, nothing will ever compare to J.K. Rowling.
No.
The way the meticulous detail that she put into everything, she knew where she was going to end up before she started. And I think that's what you need to do to make a really compelling together story that doesn't have any loopholes. There's nothing missing. You're not like, wait, how does that work? No, I'm just not going to think about it because it doesn't make sense. Like, she's phenomenal. I think that more authors and writers should literally take a page out of her book.
And by the way, reading the Harry Potter books after I saw the movies, wow, the books are better. There's so much stuff they left out. There's so many things they screwed up in the movies. It's like, wow, they could have done way better with that. So I can't wait for them to reboot that probably in 10 more years. The Venom sequel starring Tom Hardy, I don't know if you saw the first one, has been pushed to next June instead of October. Also, Tom Hardy teased a Spider-Man crossover in a deleted tweet, which is very big to nerds.
So cute.
So you like the Tom Hardy?
He's adorable. I mean, I could probably, you know, put him in my pocket, but he's just, oh my gosh. He did a thing. He said happy birthday to Jimmy Kimmel's son, like in the character of Spider-Man the other day.
Yeah, the Venom character. Yeah, which is really neat.
No, Spider-Man.
He was Spider-Man? Why was he Spider-Man?
Wait a minute.
No, Tom Holland. Not Tom Holland. That's Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Tom Hardy's hot.
Tom Hardy's hot too. No, Tom Holland's the young kid. Who, he did that
I'm
the other
so
day.
Oh, confused. Sorry. And that made no sense. And yet you were rolling with it. Like, oh, yeah, sure.
I'm like, sure. Why not?
Why did you not stop me earlier? Now I know.
I didn't see it.
I know who it is now.
No, it's okay. I thought maybe he did it too. Because he is a nice guy. Like, Tom Hardy's a nice guy. What were you going to say?
I'm racking my brain to think of what else he was in.
He was Bane in the Batman movie. He was in. He's going to be Al Capone. By the way, that movie looks incredible.
Chris Pine and Reese Witherspoon in that movie.
Wasn't he? Oh, God. Now I'm going to have to look up
movie?
Tom Hardy.
I know.
Hold on. Tom
Did
Hardy.
Did you ever play the 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it 6 Degrees?
7, 6. I don't know.
It's one of those. Yes, the Kevin Bacon. Yes, I have. He was in Mad Max. He was in Dunkirk. He's been in The Revenant, Legend. Locke, The Dark Knight Rises, Lawless, This Means War.
That's what it was.
There you go. Yeah, Inception. He's a generational actor. He's incredible. I just think he's
amazing.
Watch
more of his stuff.
Right?
I want to see a movie with Tom Hardy and Tom Holland together.
Well, I don't know about Tom Hanks, but that's what it would be, Spider-Man and Venom versus each other. And that's what he was teasing. So that's why it's a big deal. That's why people are like, oh, my God. So that'd be really cool. And then finally, Scoob, the new Scooby-Doo movie, is headed straight to On Demand, which is not surprising. You'll be able to rent or buy Scoob on May 15th. So you'll have something to put your kids in front of instead of homeschooling.
Perfect.
We always like to give you good news because it's not as bad as it seems out there. So the good news today is, Amy,
in Rochester, well, Ogden, actually, a baby was born on the side of the road on Route 531. Shout out to Officer Richards with Ogden Police, who found the couple on the side of the road and called Gates EMS, then stepped in to help the two with the delivery. And the baby was born in the car. Officer Sherman also helped the mother with keeping the baby warm until EMS arrived.
Officer Sherman, that like, is they're probably like, that blah, 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 blah.
Amazing. And almost having a kid in the car myself, I get it.
Tell the story. Tell the story. Come on.
I had my daughter in North Carolina, and our hospital was about an hour and 15 minutes away. Mm. And it's my first kid, and, you know, we didn't get going to the hospital till kind of late, and water broke in the car and was feeling the urge to push in the car and came up on a funeral procession.
Oh,
and
like, my God.
Oh, it was like a movie. It really was like a movie. Did not have her in the car, but I got to the hospital and they were like, oh yeah, you're 10 centimeters. You're ready. I'm like, I knew I was ready 20 minutes ago. Like, let's do this. So yeah,
wow.
She shot out like a greased pig.
Goodness gracious. Well,
yep.
Wow. Thank you to those officers. That's awesome. Honor Ooh. Flight and scout troops in Alden, which is out by Buffalo, are working together to hand out care packages to vets at the Batavia VA Medical Center. Each package included a box of Girl Scout cookies, hopefully Thin Mints, because those are, you know, the premier.
The best.
And window flags to the dozens of vets at the hospital, which is really, really nice. And a Jamesville woman, an SU grad, has written a kid's book to help them understand COVID-19. Fatima Faisal wrote the book called The Incredible Docs versus Billy the Bad Virus.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Dedicated to healthcare workers, first responders, and essential workers. I didn't get where to get it, but I'm sure it'll be at like a Barnes. It'll be online. I mean, you're not going to be able to go to a Barnes & Noble right now, but it'll probably be online. You can also look up The Incredible Docs versus Billy the Bad Virus if you want your kids to have a point of reference on this awful, awful virus in the pandemic. What happens when a flock of Karens gets together and breaks into a playground? That's what happened. I'm not exactly sure where this was, but it was on Reddit. It's on like the front page of Reddit. And this flock of Karens, if you don't know what a Karen is, it's a woman who decides that she is entitled to everything and would like to speak to your manager immediately.
Makes the rest of us look terrible.
This flock of Karens is frustrated that there was, you know, do not enter tape in front of the playground at a local park. Now, look, I sympathize with the fact that it is frustrating right now with our kids. They can't go to playgrounds. They're frustrated. You want to get them socializing stuff, but they can't. It is a very, very hard time, and I sympathize with the fact it is a hard time. However, this flock of Karens decides to lose their crap when an officer shows up because someone ripped down the tape to the playground and went on the playground, right? So first, let's listen to the Karens argue with this poor officer.
Well, it's a public park, so I do wonder why it's being closed when it's a public park. I mean, we're not breaking a law.
The city closed it, and the city can close the park at any time.
Under what grounds? Under what grounds can they just come in and...
The city code says they can.
But we have to still pay taxes, right? And we're paying taxes now. We don't get a refund on the parks we're paying for.
I am not the one to argue with. The one to argue with that you don't like it is the mayor. Or the parks director. I'm just a law enforcement officer, and I've been asked to come here and make sure everyone leaves.
Right, you're the line of enforcement on an order that, quite frankly, is unconstitutional.
Okay, that's something to take up with the mayor and the parks director.
But you're enforcing it right now.
Yeah.
That's your choice, right?
I could enforce it. I could charge people, but I don't want to do that.
Have you done that? Have you done that at any point?
Okay, now that we've heard that, one of the Karens decides she is going to offer herself up to be arrested if this is how it's going to be. And guess what happens? Here you go. Just take a listen.
I just told you, exit the playground.
But we're not trespassing. Are you going to know this by everyone for not social distancing?
Ma'am.
Are you, going to...
Ma'am. Not you have 5 seconds. Three.
Arrest me for being in the park. Do it. Report it.
Okay, this is not...
What is he?
Officer, you don't want to do that. Officer, you don't.
You're being detained.
Am I being arrested or detained? Am I arrested or detained? Someone call Idaho Freedom Foundation right now and get them on the phone.
Call now. I'm recording. Someone else call. Okay, can you call?
She got arrested. She got, and they got, and they booed the officers on the way out, too. You believe that? So your thoughts, Amy, married to a police officer.
Yeah, you know, police officers are just doing their jobs.
They don't like make the laws.
No, it's not their choice. They're not, you know, they don't choose what the laws are. They don't choose what laws to uphold or to whatever. Like, They're just doing a job, lady. Just go home. Take your snot-nosed kid home. Come on. I want to go to the park, too. So do my kids. We're not going.
I love the one Karen who talks like this. That's my favorite attitude. That's my favorite voice.
Horribly embarrassing to be a white woman when this kind of stuff happens. Like, girl.
They also
make the rest of us look bad.
They brought out the parks director at one point in this video, because that's only some clips of it. The park director, they're like, hey, the park director is saying, is right here. If you want to ask him questions, and he's like, ma'am, you can't be out. You know, the virus can last on plastics for like 72 hours and everybody's touching everything. Well, then why is Costco open? And he's like, is this like a gotcha? Really? Are we going to explain that? Which, by the way, the reason that Costco is open is because they have food and you're going to need supplies.
Business.
Correct. That's why Target's open. They sell food. That's why Walmart's open. They sell food. There's a reason Barnes & Noble isn't open. They just sell books. I mean, I love Barnes & Noble, but that's, you know. And that's the reason the playgrounds are closed. This isn't a very hard concept. And I understand. No. Look, if you're against this, you're against this, and fine. But the laws are the laws are the laws.
And oh, my God, it's covering my face. Ugh. Like, the asinine comments of, well, are we going to get our money back from taxes because we pay for this? That's like the people that go, I pay your salary. Like, no, you don't. Not really. That's not how that works.
No, you pay, you know, X amount of dollars in property tax a year, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, especially when living in this area of the world, it's a lot of freaking money. But we don't actually pay that person's salary, like, not literally.
Do you think you're going to be some kind of playground warrior because you allowed yourself to get arrested? You didn't allow yourself. You were acting a fool. And you got arrested because you were not following the rules.
Well, then she acted surprised. That's what kills me. She offers herself. She tells, arrest me then. And he's like, okay. So he does. And then she's all shocked that she's being arrested. And this is what kills me about, look, if you have something you want to stand up for, I am not going to sit here and tell you not to do it. If this is a country with freedom of speech and freedom of, you know, protest is perfectly legitimate. And I think that's wonderful. Here's the thing. She has kids at the playground, and now you're arrested. Yep. Who's going to take care of your kids? You can't. Mm-hmm. You cannot get in an argument with someone when your kids are there. You can't put yourself in a legally compromising position when your kids are there. That's why you're a trash parent, Karen.
You better hope someone can come pick them up, or else CPS is going to be called.
Well, right, because now you're in jail. So what's CPS going to do? They're going to be, well, the parents in jail, so we're going to have to come in there now. I mean, they're overworked and you know, underpaid and all that stuff. But this is what I mean. You have to think before you act. And if you can't do that, then don't go in public at all to begin with. I don't care if there's a pandemic or not. And this person just appalls
me. She's picking the wrong time to be a social justice warrior. Like, no, wrong time, lady.
Yes. The other thing about this that blows me away is you have all these people protesting, you know, the quarantines, and they want to reopen stuff.
Oh, I was going to bring that up.
Here's my thing. Okay, fine, you're going to do that. But then when officers tell you to leave, you're going to tell me you have rights. But you're the same people who go on Facebook and say, well, if that black man just followed the officer's rules, he wouldn't be arrested. Okay, follow the officer's rules. The officer's here enforcing the law. I you can't have it both ways. You can't in one sense say, well, if that person would just follow what the cops say, they wouldn't be in trouble. If they have nothing to hide, then they shouldn't be worried. Okay, well then, if they should do what the cop says, you should too. Even if you're not for what the law, you don't get to pick and choose what the laws are. If the cop tells you to leave, you leave. You can tell the cop you disagree. The cop told the person, go to the mayor's office then. They already gave you the place to go to, so go to the mayor's office. Don't do it to the cop. The cop just enforces the laws that the government gives him to enforce or her to enforce. That's all.
What stands out in my mind is the image of people standing on like City Hall, you know, the steps of City Hall, wherever this particular picture was taken, carrying these like huge guns and stuff. And I'm like, so is that going to help you against the coronavirus? No, maybe you going to shoot it. You gonna shoot at it.
They're going to shoot it.
No.
They're going to shoot that coronavirus. Well, it's one. And you know what? Whether it's a conservative or liberal protest, they all devolve into this. You have the people who are there to protest the one thing, and that was their and then it turns into 20 other protests of stuff that has nothing to do with this. So now you'll get the guys with their AR-15s there, who are also protesting guns, and this isn't a gun protest. And when you go to like liberal ones, you'll be like, okay, we're gonna protest ICE. Yeah, we're gonna do that, and then you end up people that are like now protesting. I don't know.
People have no idea what to stand for, and then it's just a mishmash, and everyone's yelling, and then it's that, and then everyone has the coronavirus.
And then everybody has coronavirus
because no one stayed home when they're supposed to.
Right.
But that's your right as an American.
It's your right to go out and get coronavirus if you want to and pretend it's a fake thing. It's your right.
And you know what? May the odds be ever in your favor. That's right.
Amy, what did we learn on the show today, Mornings with Pat and Amy?
I learned that a flock, a gaggle, a murder, a complaining of Karens can descend upon any unsuspecting playground in the U.S. and they may or may not get arrested because that's what happens when you break the rules.
They would like to speak to your manager, though. That flock, that complaint of Karens.
I want to speak to your manager.
It gives me shingles. I learned that, HBO Max is coming to play, and I'm really excited about what HBO Max is bringing to the table with all of Studio Ghibli, all Looney Tunes, Sesame Street, and, like, The Matrix, and Game of Thrones, and Westworld, and stuff like that. It's going to be really good. So I'm looking forward to that, because what else do we have to do but watch lots and lots of good and terrible TV? And Friends is going to be on HBO Max, so yay. There you go. We can go back to watching Friends. Thank you for listening to this beautiful Mornings with Pat and Amy show. We appreciate you. Please subscribe, tell all your friends. Want to thank 315 Brand for all the support they give us. Thank you so much. You can check them out on the Instagram. Just look up 315 Brand, you know, the numbers and brand. Want to thank Rockbox Recording as well, who, you know, helps us put together a lot of this podcast. Thank you so much. And check out Rockbox Recording if you're the Rochester area. They're in Pittsburgh, and they can help you do all sorts of fun stuff with audio, including commercials and podcasts and legacy casts, which is something you should consider for your loved ones as well. And I want to give a shout out to 315 Live, where we will be streaming this show, hopefully beginning next week. So we're very excited about that. I've been talking to them for a couple weeks now, and it looks like we're going to be streaming on 315 Live, 315live.com, where they have all sorts of great podcasts from the 315 area and beyond. So that'll be really cool. So we're really excited about that. So thank you for listening. Amy, have a wonderful day, and good luck tutoring
your
kids.
Oh, pray for me.
Might have a virtual class today.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Yay.